gamble.
We knew
that's why we kept taking you to the casino.
You are useful.
It's just to you use you to gamble, Lucy.
You gave it a card count. Hello, welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode. Welcome to our glamorous new game show, Fallout Boy or James Joyce, where you'll guess if this is a Fallout Boy lyric or song title or a passage from the love letters between celebrated author James Joyce to his beloved Nora. With me is our first contestant, Andrew. Andrew is a podcaster, father, and Rastafarian from Canberra, Australia.
Wagwan.
Hey, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Wagwan to you, madam.
Oh, and a good Wagwan to you.
Oh, and a good Wagwan to you.
Stop it.
All right, so you know the rules. You tell me if this is a Fallout Boy lyric or title or a passage from a letter from James Joyce to Nora. Mm-hmm. We'll kick things off easy. I'm like a lawyer with the way I'm always trying to get you off.
I'm going to go ahead and say Fallout Boy.
Oh, you nailed it. You're starting off well. All right. Okay. Get a little harder.
I've heard some Fallout Boy before. I don't know how to read, though.
My darling, my body shall be yours forever and ever.
Okay, I'm going to say James Joyce on this one. I feel like you're starting off easy. No, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like I'm about to get hit with the fucking curveball to end all curveballs.
Right. That's all right. Number three, wear me like a locket around your throat.
Fuck. I'm going to say... Fuck, this is the most second-guessing inducing thing I've ever heard.
You'll get the hang of it.
James Joyce.
Oh, no, that's Fallout Boy.
Fuck,
Fallout Boy, actually.
It's too obvious.
It's too obvious. All right, your last question. I'm delighted to see that you do like being fucked ass ways.
James Joyce, for sure.
All right, that's 3 out of 4. Pretty good, pretty good.
All right.
My next contestant is Ben. He's a podcaster, bartender, and amateur trapeze artist from Brisbane, Australia. Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Hello, Lucy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How's the air up there, Ben?
It's hot. It's real hot. It
gets hotter at the top of the tent, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. We've got a hot, what do you call it when you get those like microclimates? We've got a cloud forming up there. It's nasty.
All right, I've got 4 questions for you. Firstly, I want you so badly that I feel it burning down my limbs.
It doesn't have a very musical meter, so I'm going to say James Joyce.
Oh, very good. Very good. Correct. Your makeup stains my pillowcase like I'll never be the same.
It feels very Fallout Boy.
You've got it. Oh, you're pretty good at this. Number 3. Pace. I'm all right in bed, but I'm better with a pen.
And all right feels very modern. You know what I'm going to say? Fallout Boy.
Correct. Oh, my God. You're killing this. You're killing this. All right. Last one might be a little bit harder.
Okay.
You had an ass full of farts that night, my darling.
That's James Joyce.
And I fucked them, <That's James laughs> fucked them out of you.
You never forget where you were the first time you hear you had an ass full of farts.
God, I wish I got that one.
It makes me think of the Terry Pratchett novel, A Hat Full of Sky, every time I think of that phrase.
An ass full of farts.
And it's A-R-S-E, which I just think is so unholy.
I don't think Americans, we say it slightly differently when we say it, I think.
Yeah, I don't like the A-R-S-E. That's a no from me.
It's so embarrassing. We got to drop that one. I'm with the Americans on this and
A-S-S
Halloween.
Is pronounced the same way. Just don't write A-R-S-E. It's nasty.
He's Irish.
He's Irish, though. He is Irish.
Because he would say arse.
He would say arse.
If he wasn't dead.
If he was still with us.
He'd say arse.
Man, well, if James Joyce was alive today, he would love those erotic paintings by that Japanese artist where there's like huge ladies like sitting on
huge
on
lady.
Dudes' faces.
I'm not going to guess. I got to stop guessing Japanese names. What's his name?
All right, finally we come to Theo. He is a podcaster, father, and anime enthusiast from Brisbane, Australia. How's it going, Theo?
Good.
Feeling confident?
No.
All right. Well, I've got four questions for you.
It's a day ending in Y, then.
Number one, I only want sympathy in the form of you crawling into bed with me.
That's got to be Fallout Boy.
Yep. You know your Fallout Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have your heart always close to mine to hear every throb of my life, every sorrow, every joy.
Fuck. It's not nasty enough. Wow.
He's taking it seriously.
Yeah. I'm going to go Fallout Boy for that one.
Oh, it's James Joyce. Fuck. It's James Joyce, actually.
Tied for second, yeah.
Pretty rough. Number three, I used to waste my time dreaming of being alive. Now I only waste it dreaming of you.
That's got to be Fallout Boy.
That's Fallout Boy, correct. Yeah, okay. All right. Last one. This might be a kicker. You don't want to come last.
You're fighting for second place here.
Yeah. You're fighting for second place here. All right. It is a rather girlish noise, not like the wet, windy fart, which I imagine fat wives have. It is sudden and dry and dirty, like what a bold girl would let off in fun in a school dormitory at night. I hope Nora will let off no end of her farts in my face so that I may know their smell also. Fallout Boy or James Joyce?
Oh,
It's tough.
I'm gonna go with James Joyce on that one.
Correct. Congratulations, Ben. Though you really
Thank
nailed
you
that
much.
One.
Yeah. Can I ask you guys a question? And I know that your impulse is going to be a lot of our craft as podcasters is. It's sort of based around trying to sort of catch each other in little moments. So you know, if we show vulnerability, it's very easy to just jump on someone else and attack them.
Yeah.
And to make them the object of humiliation instead of really grappling with a question. But if I could ask you to put those sensibilities aside for 1 second, do you think James Joyce's sexual fascination with his partner farting is a product of a man who specifically has a fart fetish or... a man who is completely in touch with a normal sexual urge and everything is just on the table. He's not hung up in any like social sort of stuff. I guess what I'm asking is
I haven't read all his other letters. So like he could be equally into everything is what you're saying.
It's mostly ass fucking.
Are you asking if this is normal?
I guess I'm asking if it's an innate and that over time we block it out or if it's acquired. Is it intrinsic?
Yeah. Are we taught to shame the body?
Yes.
In
all
of its glory.
Yeah.
There have certainly been many different times in human history where everything was more on the table than it currently is.
Yes.
You know?
Do you think everything's not on the table now?
Well, for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's been different points where your baseline for that particular society was we're all doing everything.
Yes.
We're all farting in each other's faces. Ancient we're
Greece.
Slobbering around on the floor.
The height ancient of Rome.
Everyone's
not
fucking
talk about ancient Greece.
You know? So like to your point, Ben.
Thank you.
Maybe just a little different temperature there. Mozart was on that shit too.
Yeah.
Writing his little lick my ass and shit songs, you know?
True. If I gave you guys,
is that just him being like, "Hey, fuck you, pal"?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, I'm Mozart.
Hey, fuck you, doing the "you can eat my ass and balls" stuff.
Yeah.
If I gave you guys the quote, "Home in 3 days, don't wash."
Napoleon.
Yeah.
Napoleon.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So there's something
we all
to
know
it.
That.
Yeah, that is kind of. There's something very humanizing about it. Although it's not something I would ever say about myself. Isn't that interesting?
It's very
I guess another angle to consider is
you don't like it stinky, Ben.
I couldn't say.
You don't like that. You don't like it stinky.
I won't say. I'm not answering that question.
Extra sloppy. I think another factor to consider is we're hearing about the fart and the sloppy stuff from like famous men of history, right?
Yeah.
That begs the question: is there a correlation between ambition, intellect, and loving farts in your face, just putting it all on the table? You know?
Maybe. I think it's just that we just have those guys' letters. We don't have like peasant Jimmy's letters.
No.
But that's what says. I'm asking. Would peasant Jimmy be like...
I think peasant Jimmy would be like,
I sold our pig today.
Yeah.
I hope you are farting.
Or is peasant Jimmy like, what's that fucking James Joyce's guy's deal? We were all in the wagon the other day.
Peasant Jimmy's sex negative.
Yeah.
But Peasant Jimmy can't say that to Napoleon, while Napoleon's incidentally being like, can't wait to swell my stinky wife. The peasant's sitting there being like, yeah, absolutely. You got it, sir.
I'd also like, love to smell your stinky wife, sir.
I bet that's great. What the fuck is up with this guy?
I saw James Joyce bend down and take a big whiff of his own fart. Right there.
I just like it regular style. I just like it regular style.
I don't want to make her fart. But if Napoleon
thinks writing the
it's
letter,
good.
Please hold your farts in. I'll be there in 3 days.
Stockpile
maybe on the third
me,
day,
baby.
Wash really good.
Keep a big load for me. Big load of farts.
Oh, hey, maybe back in history, anything was allowed. But there's some places where not all that much is allowed. Like in Subway. We talk about Subway in Subwich.
Oh, it's chilly out there. Hey. Sorry, I know you're closing soon, but can I get a foot long?
No.
Meatball?
No.
Toasted?
No.
Sandwich?
No.
Salad?
No.
Dressing?
No.
Cookie?
No. Subway, fuck you.
Man, the more I hear it, that's sort of the like rising bass synth that's on every beat. That's real
that's
good.
That's really yeah. good.
It's nasty. This is a bonus episode, so I don't have to explain fuck.
Okay.
These are all taken from a place called Tokyo.
Oh.
Mm.
The sandwiches are always delicious and I love them. When I came to the store, there were two young female employees and the attitude of the employees at this store was bad. Everywhere. In every country
Everywhere.
In the world.
We are hiring the two rudest young women.
The rudest Japanese women in the world.
What are the interviews like?
This is incredible. Do you have a friend that you would like to work with who is also rude?
You seem like you've got a bad attitude. Go down and get your best friend.
Yeah, anything could be better is if this was a double act.
Do you have a rude friend with a similar schedule? When I look at the reviews here, I'm surprised that there are many similar comments from a long time ago, but it hasn't been improved. It's a waste because the sandwiches are delicious. Thank you for the meal.
Really? Look, that was a compliment sandwich about the sandwiches.
Yeah.
You're getting Subway in Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are sandwiches everywhere for those with eyes to see.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I got another one here. I think it was a female staff member. Bang. Even though I was trying to order something different, she kept trying to force me to order something else.
They're doing it everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's exactly the same.
It must be in their training video.
Surely.
I mean, like, if a customer orders the wrong sandwich, correct them.
They don't know what
remember,
they want.
Remember, you have a wealth of experience. They know nothing.
You are a sandwich artist.
Yeah.
They are
you are a divine
are
being.
Artist, yeah.
They are a worm.
They are a sandwich peasant. Her attitude was extremely rude. I'm not going there anymore. Seriously, I'm disappointed. Brackets crying.
Hey, in the first one when it says, I'm surprised there are many similar comments from a long time ago, I'm choosing to picture that it's like years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And either the same... Well, no, they're young. They're young. It means that they might have multi-generational or like imagine maybe you get retired out of Subway at like 21. They say, you got to train your replacement. She's a real headache. Let's get some new unpleasant young women in here.
Yeah, just like a chain of rude pairs of women.
Oh, does such a thing exist?
I visited the store at 11 o'clock on a weekday and there were three young female staff members. When I showed them the coupon and asked if it could be used, they were silent. Without any response, they just asked in a sullen voice, what would you like for bread? Perhaps they were annoyed that I was fumbling to order vegetables because they started banging on the glass and asked, so what would you like for this? In a very overbearing manner.
I reckon they were yelling it in a ruder way than that, Ben.
Yeah.
Yes. Three
what,
of them.
What do you want?
What do you want?
On the counter. Fuck, that's good gear. That is so rude.
It's really good. It's so rude. What do you want, you fucking worm?
Imagine anywhere.
Stop
going,
crying. Focus.
Going to the charcoal chicken shop and you go, and the second your finger touches your chin, just banging on the counter. What?
Quarter chicken and chips.
Spit it
See,
out.
It's not that hard. The service was rude from start to finish, and I felt uncomfortable. It was a dine-in store, but the toilets were very dirty, probably because they hadn't been cleaned.
Thank you, Sherlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with your theory.
They don't come that way from the factory. Pre-turdy.
Pre-dirty?
Oh, pre-turdy?
Pre-mud pie.
Can I get my toilet pre-mud pied?
Yeah.
Man, there's a real difference between, like, I think you can really tell when you go into, like, a KFC on a highway, a Hungry Jack's on a highway, a McDonald's on a highway in Australia.
Mm.
There's a real difference between, like, a store that has been really busy and is, like, temporarily dirty.
Or one that's just
one
that
is
never going to be cleaned.
Yeah, it's never getting cleaned properly. It's very, there's a real distinctive vibe and stickiness to the whole
coming to your
restaurant.
KFC in 3 days. Don't wash.
What I ordered, a rude woman gave me a strange attitude. It was awful.
Yeah, that's what we do.
People pay a lot of money for that.
No matter what time you go, they won't let you exceed the limit on vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure
I'm not sure that I understand this one because
the limit on vegetables.
That's the limit.
I don't know why the time of day would affect this unless you're going in 5 minutes before close and saying you're probably going to close.
I want 30 cucumbers, 55 cucumbers, 55 lettuce.
You're probably just going to throw it out at the end of the shift, right? Yeah. So, but also at Subway, you can simply pay to have extra of something, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You say, I'll have twice as much meat, and they say, cool, and they just charge you more money.
Not for free.
Man, something I saw, actually, in one of the replies that a Subway store gave to a one-star review while I was looking at these, someone was like, oh, I ordered this with olives on it, and my 6-inch sub only got 3 olives. And the person that replied, like, the Subway, was like, yes, that's correct. 3 olives is the amount that you get on a 6-inch sub.
Carefully counting them out.
That
no
can't
more
be
no
true.
That's not true. I get olives. I feel like you get 5 at least.
Sometimes you get 5,000. Sometimes you will get the olive Subway.
That's true.
If you roll the dice on that.
I think we've all, like, I'm sure that we have pondered this before, right? But clearly none of us have ever had this experience in a Subway.
No.
It's just, I have to ask every one of these people, what were your vibes like when you went in there?
Oh, it's as we discussed, we're ordering correct sandwiches and these people are ordering incorrect sandwiches. That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm ordering right and I'm not making it hard for anyone.
Set and setting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I ordered a pizza sub with shrimp pesto.
You did what?
What is shrimp pesto?
I don't think we have shrimp pesto in the Subways in Australia.
No.
And I don't think I saw that one in America. I don't recall seeing
it. No, I don't recall the shrimp pesto.
Shrimp pesto.
Might be a Tokyo exclusive.
When I ordered it without onions, the male waiter, who looked to be in his 40s or 50s, told me that you can't add or remove vegetables from a pizza sub. I looked online and found out that it was possible to remove vegetables from another store, so I was disappointed that I was lied to.
Go away and do
something.
It's so
funny to go home and be like, like angrily typing on your thing.
What's wrong here?
Pizza sub vegetables immutable? Ah.
Immutable sub? Did I order a mutable sub?
Oh, subs is mutable.
Cannot fudge this ingredient list. No. I'm not seeing any... like shrimp pesto for Subway. I'm assuming this is a translation.
They are translated.
Maybe
from,
it's like
right?
the seafood thing.
Yeah, well, I believe it's
going to be
seafood sensation.
Seafood sensation.
But it's got to be a condiment because they got a pizza sub.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think what they're saying is I wanted a pizza sub with like
some
seafood
sensation
meat
on it.
I think they wanted,
they
wanted to create their own like marinara type experience, perhaps. Like it's insane, but also you're supposed to be able to have it your way. You know,
yeah,
correct.
That's
they
true.
Do
at
say
Subway,
that.
That's very
true.
It your way.
Have it your way. That's right. Yeah. Okay, because when we say the pizza sub, it's the pizza melt, right? Which is just some of the ingredients of a pizza.
It's like some meats and cheese. Yeah,
meats, cheese, and a marinara,
a little marinara sauce,
as the Americans
a little
would
marinara
say.
Sauce.
It's the same marinara they're using for the meatballs, right?
Yeah,
presumably, yeah.
Whenever I get like a BMT or anything, I get them to bang that marinara sauce on there too.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
There is no trace of hospitality. Subway restaurants overseas are better. No, they aren't.
No, they aren't. They're not.
I can tell you, buddy, they're not.
We've done the research, and we've decided.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, as a thing in general, I simply have no interest whatsoever in comparing franchises that are already available to me in another country. I'm looking to eat something that is not available to me at home.
Oh, I love going to a foreign McDonald's.
Yeah.
Big fan. Yeah. Love it.
Like, maybe my taste has been colored by going to a McDonald's in Paris, and it was the worst McDonald's I had ever had.
I think I've been to the same McDonald's.
We've talked about our McDonald's experiences before. But, like, yeah, generally speaking, I'm trying to get something that is not available to me instead of going...
Want the additional items. So, like, yes. I got to try some shit at like a McDonald's in Mumbai where I was like, they're doing a whole other thing over here.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I
love
Dubai
Airport, you can get the McArabia. You
know?
They're doing crazy stuff over there.
Oh, you do it in the airport?
Whereas I'm looking for something. Yeah, I'm looking for something safe. I'm in a world that is unlike my own. I might be spiraling. I might be.
You're finding it sort of overwhelming to not be around you, like a familiar routine and a familiar setting.
Mm. And I want some nuggies.
It's something that feels familiar.
And
to
you want to put a little bit of sauce.
A little bit of sauce on each one.
On
arrange
each
them
nugget.
On the inside. Yeah, okay. So you open the box up.
One, two, three.
Some, a little bit of sauce on each one. Eat them perfect, kind of. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
And then, like, your wife and your kids are trying to talk to you while you're trying to put the sauce in the nuggets. You have to be like, I can only really focus on sourcing my individual nuggets right now. So I'm just. Yeah. I'm not angry at you.
Daddy's busy.
No one's mad. Daddy just needs to do this to feel
focused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last month, I ordered 3 sandwiches, a normal sandwich for myself and one with extra vegetables and one with extra vegetables for someone else.
You don't have to. It's fine. You don't have to say that.
Mine was
like,
a normal one, by the way.
Mine was regular. I'm not the problem here.
Yeah. And then a stupid one for my idiot Fred.
For
my
loser
stupid
friends.
Wife, my dumb friend.
You can't be like, I got yelled at for doing an abnormal order, and also the order wasn't mine.
Yes.
It's fine to say I ordered a sandwich I'm allowed to have, and they yelled at me.
He's just saying he's completely blameless in the process.
Hey, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. The waiter, who had been smiling until I ordered the normal sandwich, suddenly lost his smile and lowered his voice as soon as I ordered the large and extra vegetables.
Vibe shift.
I saw a complete change in his behavior, and it was hard to believe he was the same person who had been so cheerful just a moment ago.
That's so fucking good.
He changed in that moment. He turned.
Extra vegetables.
What? He put his hand up to his forehead, and he moved it down, and once it reached his chin, I barely recognized him. Looked furious. Oh. Wait, I like the idea of a waiter at Subway, though.
Yeah, that's really nice, isn't it? I feel like this has happened with a few of our translated things where there's some word overlap there where we would simply not use waiter to describe what happens there.
Service person, you know?
They're not particularly good at waiting. I don't often go to this restaurant, so when I was asked if I wanted custom pickles or olives, I wasn't sure which ones to get, so I asked, which one would you recommend with the teriyaki?
Fucking olives with teriyaki. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Getting Subway recommendations?
Yeah.
I don't think it's crazy to be like, what do you reckon? The menu is overwhelming. I've discussed on the podcast before, but when I was a bright, starry-eyed country boy and I moved to the big city, my friends were like, let's get Subway. I had to be like, fucking tell me what the fucking options are before we get there.
It's not overwhelming.
At every step, tell me what
the
fucking options
are. Unlimited.
You've simply got to get a pizza sub and after 6 to 9 months, work up to introducing a sauce to it.
How are you meant to remember all the stuff? Because it's not clearly displayed that at every stop you can just look at a thing on the glass and be like, these are all 5. These are the 5 breads. These are the 20 sauces. Yeah. These
are all
the vegetables.
To. You slowly amble your ass down the counter and you go, and I'll have pickles, onions, and
I mean, you get it now. My first Subway experience was awful. I was a country kid and I was like, I'd seen this sweet onion chicken teriyaki on the TV and I was like, I'll get that. And then they were like, what bread do you want? And I was like, what?
Like, whoa.
What? What do you mean?
What kind of bread?
Onion chicken teriyaki on the TV.
One
day
on the
I'm
going
to move to Melbourne.
That's That's right. I'm gonna move to Melbourne. I'm gonna
eat an exotic
be
sandwich.
In the arts, and I'm gonna go to Subway.
Oh, this bread is from Italia.
Asking for a sample of each bread before you can decide.
Can I just get a taste of the Italian herb bread, cheese?
Italian herb cheese is corked. No, I'm not having this one. They replied, "That's a matter of personal preference, so it's difficult to answer," which made me feel very annoyed. Wouldn't it be unpleasant to be asked that way when asked after being asked to choose something at an unfamiliar restaurant? Does your restaurant instruct customers to answer that way when asked? At least the staff at other restaurants I've been to have answered. Frankly, I think this is just a lack of education on their part. Even if I ignore that, I think this is an inappropriate way to talk to a customer. So what was their intention?
Not
this
a restaurant.
One question, right?
They seem like the type of person who would speak without much thought and without any intent. I felt a terrible revulsion even before I ate, wishing I hadn't bought from such a restaurant. I never want to go to your restaurant again.
Oh, my God.
He's put on his Rorschach mask.
Buddy, I just think, like, it's fair enough. Like, I'm not sure, man. I would have said pickles.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said olives. But I probably wouldn't be terrible with olives. It'd probably be fine.
I don't it want someone like who works at a Subway or a Zambrero's or whatever to be like that into it. If everyone, like if you go to a Subway or a Zambrero's, a Guzman y Gomez, and like, and the place is running like the Navy and like everybody was in freshly ironed uniforms and beaming smiles at you, wouldn't that be unnerving? That's not what a fast food joint's meant to be like.
Yeah. I do.
I know we're not paying them enough for that, so I don't expect it from them.
I would kind of like maybe if someone said to me, I looked indecisive. They work at one of these places and they're like, look, I have had 1,000 shift meals. I've tried every possible permutation of the menu and I got to tell you, I have the exact best possible combination using
Subway
the scientific
order.
Method. I would be like, fuck yeah, dog. Thank you for letting me into your world. Your service is invaluable.
Yeah. I'll probably still get the pizza sub, though.
Yep.
Yeah. You're working up to the other more complicated orders over time. I go there quite often, but the manager-like man always gets angry at the female staff, and it makes me feel bad. Please stop him. It's a nuisance. His humanity is gone.
The manager-like man?
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, this is a nexus of the damned. Of course, his humanity is gone.
It is.
It was left at the door.
He who makes himself a monster rids himself the pain of being a manager-like man.
That's right.
The store clerk's uncle has a terrible attitude.
Hate that guy.
How do you know it's his uncle?
The new employee was a bit confused, so when I asked to be replaced by another veteran, he glared at me the entire time I left the store.
Yeah.
Who's the uncle in this situation? What is his role?
Bad translations, but I like it. Maybe it's like Unc.
Supervisor?
Unc back there.
Like a senior male. Yeah. A senior male member. I don't know, man.
Like
I'm not sure.
Figure.
I'm not sure how I feel about going into a Subway and placing my order and then saying, you know what?
Give me the
You're not
guy.
Ready for prime time.
Yeah.
I need someone serious to get out.
I kind of think that might be like a fuckhead thing to do.
This
maybe.
Isn't my first sandwich.
Okay. I need someone who can handle the complex order I'm about to hit you with.
It looks like you're fucking up my sandwich. Can you get somebody else to do this so that I get a sandwich that doesn't suck?
Is there
and then they were like staring at me rudely
around?
The whole time.
The manager seems unhygienic. He's working with his earrings on and laughing.
He's working with his earrings on.
He's laughing about it.
He's laughing.
Ha, ha, ha. Jingle, jingle, jingle.
What's the joke? Oh, my sandwich is a joke to you. What's so funny about my sandwich order?
What are we picturing?
I want stoicism.
I'm picturing like...
like earring-wise?
Like George Michael, like cross?
Yeah, I was picturing crosses.
Dangling crosses?
Dangling
I was thinking
crosses.
Hoops.
Oh,
thinking
like big Hispanic
hoops.
Lady hoops?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but on
okay.
Unc back there?
Yeah.
Unks can hoop up, is all I'm saying.
Unks can hoop up.
Unks
that's so
can
true.
Hoop up.
Yeah.
I have one final one here. And I like it because there's kind of an ambiguity to the sentence. I believe you can read this in multiple ways. Oh. This is something you should eat in the West.
Hmm.
Now,
so true.
This to me, I first read it as someone being like, this is dog food for assholes, and that is what Western people deserve.
True.
Yeah, okay.
But now I've thought about it, maybe it's saying don't bother having it here. You should go to its homeland.
Because it's different,
The United States of America.
Yeah,
this would be a pale imitation of this.
Yes. Well, maybe to this person, they're currently eating like their cultural equivalent of gas station sushi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't think I saw any Subway in Japan.
Oh. No, I don't remember seeing one either.
Did you go to McDonald's then?
I used
a McDonald's bathroom to shit quite frequently.
Yeah.
I got the Street Fighter meal.
What character was on your box?
Oh, I got Ryu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic Street Fighter character.
Yeah. Not my favorite, but
he's still you get to choose your character. Yeah.
Wait, you chose? Interesting.
Go up. Yeah.
It's not who I was.
You chose Ryu? Yeah. Sort of like
what were the choices?
White bread.
E-Honda.
I mean, it was just there was different burgers for each one.
Oh, Chun-Li. There's a flavor choice involved.
There's a flavor
choice.
Yeah, that kind of. Yeah.
That's a factor I don't need, right? Because what if you don't like the character of it? Yeah.
But you want that one.
Did you get a tchotchke?
No, I don't get any tchotchkes.
An item of memorabilia?
No tchotchkes, no trinkets.
It doesn't come with ephemera.
No ephemera, no curios.
It should include ephemera.
At least walk away with an artifact to remember your visit.
Yeah, there should be a token.
Perhaps a totem of some kind.
Character, you should have some sort of item that imbues its essence.
Some sort of icon?
Yeah, that's right.
With a K?
You should leave with an icon.
Some sort of Venus of Willendorf that you can sort of carry around and look at and be reminded of the power of Dalsim.
So that's two happy meals. And what icons will you be having with those meals?
What fetish would you like to have with you as a physical embodiment of the thing that you have chosen?
Okay, so we got a Ryu, a Chun-Li, and a Ken burger.
Mm. Oh, the basic bitch options. Snooze fest.
Having a brief looks like menus back on the menu here for the so the Ryu one that Lucy got is the charred garlic mayo egg teriyaki.
See, you got to go to McDonald's in different countries.
It's fuck!
Charred garlic mayo, lettuce, a nice little egg patty.
Plus, they have sex robots.
Some kind of teriyaki thing. A juicy pork. A teriyaki
I think he's
pork
supposed to fuck patty. Those dude.
Well, the thing at the check-in counter at my hotel.
I don't think you're supposed to fuck it, dude.
You take it up with you to the room. And then... Oh, my God. This explains a lot.
Oh, no.
They weren't that mad when I took it, but they seemed really upset when I brought it back.
Oh, the Ken is a triple cheeseburger.
Shit. Okay, that is in the spirit of Ken.
Yeah, stacked
for a Ken
like the man himself.
The only three characters available?
That's all.
And then the Chun-Li is a Urinchi mayo chicken.
Okay.
Generous breast meat.
Wink. All right, yeah.
Combined with crispy lettuce, sweet mayo sauce, and furthermore, Urinchi, which appears to be like a soy sauce scallion condiment that goes together with the chicken thing.
Okay.
Sesame oil and ginger?
Mm. Although, I'm just going to be honest, when I'm thinking Chun-Li, I'm thinking thigh.
Hey!
Mm, you're not really thinking breast, you're thinking thigh. That's so true.
She's sort of thigh forward, I guess, yeah.
She's very
quite
thigh forward.
Forward yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very thigh forward.
Not breast forward.
Is this a good podcast?
There's like,
I don't know,
an increasingly number of angry people.
I think actually there's one specific thing in this episode that we've just done that got someone to unsubscribe recently.
Yeah, well, they're already gone.
They're already gone. We don't.
Yeah, someone got really mad at us because we talk about McDonald's all the time.
We don't have
time,
to talk about
even
white
though,
people.
No, we're talking about this now.
Get the boycott.
And it's like,
one person boycott.
We live, unfortunately, we live in capitalism. What do you want? This is like.
That's the worst excuse in the world. It's not good. I don't think we're endorsing McDonald's by talking about how much
McDonald's.
The chicken snack wrap sucks.
No,
yeah,
definitely not.
So if you're still listening to this because you've resubscribed,
I come back.
You're like, oh, I hope they don't talk about me.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be curious. If I got a podcast to talk about me, oh, God, that'd feel good.
Mm. Even if it was just all of them going, shut up,
dickhead. Wouldn't it be nice to be known, to be thought of by someone famous? Mm. That's why you kill them.
Remember me. Blam, blam.
John Lennon
blam.
Fucking knows who I am now.
That's right.
What's the opposite of imprinting?
Killed him with a hammer or whatever happened to him.
John Lennon very briefly saying, who the fuck are you? And then dying.
He looked at me. Witness me. Hey, killing a celebrity. That would require the means to kill someone and a celebrity. We talk about celebrities in Celebrity Watch. This comes to us from WIV in Buffalo. Goo Goo Dolls present $150,000 check to feed more.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Awesome. All right. A hometown band paid it forward Thursday night. The Goo Goo Dolls put on two shows this week to help put food on the table for local families in need. Between both shows, the band was able to raise $150,000 for
shit.
Feed More Western New York. Fans in attendance of Wednesday night's show said this is what Buffalo is all about. Ooh. Quote, we're the city of good neighbors. So it just kind of shows why we have that name, said Bailey Gordon.
All right.
It's the end of the article. No twist.
Okay.
Goo Goo Dolls out here raising $150,000.
And they're from Buffalo.
I didn't know they were from Buffalo. I didn't actually think of them as being from a place.
I thought of them as being from LA.
Outside of space and time.
Video clip.
For Iris.
Yeah.
And I do want the world to see me present this check. Click, click, click.
Does Iris have footage from, is it City of Angels?
City of Angels was on the soundtrack for, yes.
City of Angels, which I believe.
A remake of.
Chicago.
Fuck, what's it called?
Wim Wenders's.
Wings of Desire, Bruno Ganz, and also Peter Falk essentially playing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a wonderful picture. The bit where he's just showing Nick Cave perform for the entirety of a song, probably cut that bit out. Don't need it. Unnecessary. Beautiful movie, though.
I've only seen the bits of it that are witnessed through the guy's telescope from his peering tower in the video clip. So.
Yeah.
Learning. Learning about the connection between the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, you're wrapping it up?
And a 1987 movie with Wim Wenders on it. That's something you deserve a PSA about. We give you other PSAs in PSA segment.
Psoriasis makes your skin itch. PSA! PSA! Psilocybin makes you trip. PSA! PSA! Pseudonym is a fake name. PSA! PSA! Psychosis is illness of the brain. PSA! PSA! It's time for the PSA! The segment which is where we say important things, that's a PSA! The segment, attention you should pay to the brutalist of PSA!
This comes to us from the Spokesman Review in Washington. Marijuana linked to bouts of intense vomiting among some long-time users.
Greening out? We're greening out as long-time users?
As long-time users.
I think this is distinct from greening out.
Yeah.
This is interesting. See, now, this is
something
that...
A touch of poisoning, perhaps.
Does it make you vomit? Is that a thing?
Oh, it
maybe.
Can.
It can, yeah.
Depends how much tobacco you mix into it and how hard
preferably
you're
zero.
It. And how much you are 14 years old.
Yeah.
Don't use tobacco for spin. Go to your local Happy High Herbs or whatever the fuck it's called and say, have you got a $22 bag of a relatively small amount of Damiana? And they'll say, yes, we do. Put some Damiana in there. Also, it's a natural aphrodisiac.
And
it's good for insomnia. That's what the thing says, but I don't
You'll
think any of it is
sleepy
true.
Sleepy and horny.
Sleepy and horny. What a I'm so horny,
we
but
should
I'm simply
fuck,
too
but I could,
tired.
But I couldn't. Oh, I just couldn't.
Very snoozy. Look at this boner. I'm so tired.
used to wonder why I'd get...
What's
get...
that? That's not
it's something
anything.
Something for someone.
Something. Oh. Used to wonder why I'd get cranky when I didn't get to have my daily marijuana that was 50% tobacco.
Yeah.
Why am I really
addicted to smoking?
Yeah, 100%. Man.
Weed is so insidious like that. It's fucking
I never
awful,
smoked
dude.
Cigarettes.
Yeah.
But...
You were smoking half a cigarette
so
every
just
day.
For some,
half
just cigarette all the time. For some background,
yeah.
For some reason, Australians love to put tobacco in their weed, and it fucking
is this an Australian special?
Stretch it out. Apparently, Americans don't know about spin.
About spin,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What if smoking weed made you dizzy and want to puke?
Was like weed cheaper in the US or something? Like, was that why we were trying to stretch it out
probably,
more? Or is it just
right?
because we're just like rat folk?
Yeah, I think because we're like disgusting gronks.
Oh, put half a cigarette in there, please. Oh, I just want half a cigarette.
Put some spin in
there.
I only
want
you
half
don't
of a fucking dart.
Oh, having a cone of my friend's 60% tobacco weed.
It's
like,
such a viscerally bad
it's what the band
smell,
Harsh Toke
taste
is named
experience.
After.
Oh, it's such a gross memory of... Yeah, like any time that I was using spin in stuff and like as I was running out of weed, I would gradually be like increasing the proportion of tobacco that was going into a thing until it's like 95% tobacco. You got barely any weed in there and you're like, I got to get all the good stuff out of it. And then immediately needing to lie down.
Yeah.
Feeling very bad.
Stupid.
Apparently you can use like lavender as spin as well, but I think that would be really
that's not right.
Nasty.
That sounds nasty.
Maybe it's smoking beautiful. Weed.
Smoking weed fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this a lot. I think you need to fucking grow up. Not you guys. The listener. Weed is for small to medium amounts 95% of the time.
Yep.
A big amount of THC should be a sometimes treat.
Yeah.
For unique experience, but you should have a medium-sized joint of mids and listen to some Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then listen to a couple more records and go, oh, shit, it's time to cook dinner. And then you have a lovely, like, buzzy but chill time making dinner competently for your beautiful partner.
You don't want to be so high that you can't find the stuff you need in your own kitchen
or you forget
completely
about some shit
lose track of what's going on.
I think start cooking before you start smoking.
I think if
you're demotivated by weed, it's hard to get up. It's hard to, and it's going to go on. And before you know it's 9:30. You haven't started.
You know, it's a beautiful vibe. Someone walks into your kitchen. You've got a tea towel over your shoulder because you've worked in hospitality. You know, having one of them there is just useful. You've got a glass of red wine.
Yeah.
You're listening to some Dorothy Ashby. You've got a joint on the go and you're starting to make a stock. And you're sort of fussing about getting all of your mise en place ready.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They give you a little kiss on the cheek.
They kind of reach around and they grab the joint.
They have a little puff, just one.
They have a little puff.
They go,
a little incidental.
Yeah. And then they're integrated into the vibe instantly. You know what's not a vibe?
Yeah.
You've had three brownies. Mm-hmm. You're basically like blacking out and seeing the devil on the couch. They get home from work. You've got your dick flopped out of your pants for unclear reasons.
And you're like, hey, how was the hospital?
Don't work at the hospital.
What looks like the worst vibe in the world to me is you are outside on a hot day in a swimming pool in Las Vegas and someone puts a plastic tube over your head and fires like a blowtorch and a massive amount of weed into it.
I hate when that happens.
Dude, I've just the videos of Americans like doing weed in a party environment.
They're fucking
Vegas pool
hosting, employing absolutely insane, like deliberate hotboxing technology as a party thing.
Stupid.
It's horrifying, man. And then you're outside and it's hot and sunny.
Yeah.
You're in Vegas.
Yeah,
you're
not wearing your shirt. You know,
you had four Mai Tais, no water.
And you're higher than you've ever been in your life.
How do I get back to my home? Where do I live?
What is my name?
What? Is this
Am I
the
me?
Hooters Casino Hotel? How did I get here? I should get into gambling. Mysterious bouts of intense vomiting may be caused by frequent marijuana use, health officials warn.
I feel like we should know about this already.
You should know about this by now because of your late teens, early 20s.
100%. Like, if anyone's going to puke, it's going to be me.
Yes. You'd be the first to puke.
I'd be the first to puke, and I often am.
Yes. With the illness recently having been recognized by the World Health Organization, University of Washington researchers hope to find the cause behind a mysterious cannabis-linked disease. The condition, cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, has become prevalent in recent years with increased chronic use of the drug post-legalization. It can be difficult to diagnose because the recurrent vomiting only develops years or decades after an individual becomes a frequent cannabis user.
Really?
Long stoning?
Is this our, like, leaded petrol? Is that we're just finding out now that a couple of decades of habitually smoking reefer makes you have random bouts
makes
of intense
you have,
vomiting?
Like morning sickness vomiting?
He's got, like, the reefer upchucks.
Hmm.
He got late in life reefer upchucks.
Or is it like, I don't know, like when you use any given thing for long enough or something that you've liked for ages and then all of a sudden it just seems like your body develops a sensitivity to it. Maybe you've been drinking too much coffee for too long and your body goes, brother, I'm going to need you to stop.
Balance.
We don't like this anymore. Sometimes your body says that to you.
I'm going to shit your pants until this ends.
Yeah. Yes.
These guys have not been listening to their body, and now their body is getting a little more.
Listen to your body.
Let her speak to you. Everything in about Koyonis Katsi.
Yes.
Let Gaia
ease
speak
off,
to you.
Start drinking instead.
Target
Don't
different
do
habits.
Pick up one of those boring ones like running marathons or painting.
Yeah.
Quote, people will vomit 4 or 5 times in an hour and go to the emergency room because it's really painful and uncomfortable, said University of Washington cannabis researcher Beatrice Carlini. But until recently, very few doctors knew about the condition and it can be difficult to connect the symptoms to cannabis use. It is unknown what in cannabis causes the vomiting and why it is not triggered until years of frequent use. Symptoms of CHS include vomiting, persistent nausea, intense abdominal pain, and loss of appetite. Once the syndrome has developed, these symptoms will flare up 3 or 4 times a year as long as the affected individual continues using cannabis.
This sounds like an insufficient study. Like,
yeah, it's fake. This is wrong. Wrong.
It's got to be from something else they're
How
doing.
Can,
like,
it's from, not,
they're
it's from the ground.
Many, they're eating too many fucking Subway cookies or something,
yeah, this
right?
Is, this is it's wrong, and not just because it doesn't line up with
it's
my
from the earth.
With
it's
my
not
belief
because
system.
It doesn't line up with my beliefs. No, it's because
no,
this
it's a
doesn't
different
sound
thing.
Right.
It doesn't sound right. We
she
know about
gave
this
it to
before
us.
Now.
Gaia
You're missing
gave
variables.
This to us.
Yeah. Gaia
the Earth
gave this to
gave
us
a beautiful gift, and it flowers, and it blossoms into something magical, and it's not making me throw up randomly at house parties.
Are these guys who smoke weed every single day, and a couple of times a year they get the flu?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
It's probably horse flu.
Suddenly puking again.
Oh. Yeah.
Smoking weed doesn't stop you from getting the flu?
You got Z3A5 horse flu. You don't have fucking reefer upchucks. It's fake. There's all new fucking pandemics popping off all the time. It's got nothing to do with the weed. Don't worry about it.
What are you eating? What are you eating off
How's
that lounge?
How's your diet?
Like,
Cheetos?
What are you snacking on at 11 p.m.?
Funyuns?
Come on now. Funyuns?
It's the Funyuns.
I think it's the Funyuns.
How about when you do this study, ask them how many Funyuns have eaten in the last year?
Hmm.
Is it a lot? I'm thinking.
I bet it's a lot. I'm thinking
Funyuns
it's a
popular.
Lot.
I don't know what they are.
I don't know.
Do we
like
have them?
We
what
don't have
a Funyun?
Them.
Some sort of, I'm going to assume, a entertaining onion-based treat.
Yeah.
How do you spell Funyun?
Well, Funyun.
Yeah.
Onion-flavored corn extruded snack introduced in the United States in 1969.
That's right.
The end
it's
of the
Funyun.
Summer of love.
I'd like to have my
it's
corn
the
extruded.
In what way?
Huh?
Fair enough.
Look, I finally found the thing I was talking about. I put it in the chat just so you guys know I'm not insane. I'm not just making this up.
Life-size bong in pool with Kush Canon hotbox.
But it's Canon with one N, like in the sense of Catholicism.
Yeah. Or this is the representative one.
Oh my God. They're putting that lady and her friend in the tube.
What the fuck?
They're putting them in a horrifying smoke. It's like a leaf blower and a huge bucket of marijuana.
Oh, I thought you meant like a tube in her mouth. They're putting the woman in the tube.
They are putting the woman in the women inside.
Two very close friends.
The pool hot box.
And then they take a thing that looks like a modified leaf blower.
Oh, they're putting them in the cash cow
it's
tube.
It's the cash cow for weed.
They're putting them in the tubes from the movie This Island Earth.
We are hotboxing the cash cow.
They've turned these into the cash cow.
All I'm saying is, Ben,
the cash cow that's not, best friends.
That's not very chill, you know?
That's not chill
at
all.
You can't cook dinner after that.
This isn't in the spirit that Gaia intended, and that's why you're vomiting.
Gaia is shaking her head and with her eyes closed. And it's kind of try-hard as
well. Gaia hates try-hard shit.
Yeah. You know what she doesn't hate? Is walking up to someone being like, hey, dude, I think we met earlier. Your name is Mark. Oh, Dave? Sick. Yeah, this is 35-year-old's delight. It's 50% lavender. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of puffs. Take it easy. Hey, nice. Yeah. Good to see you, Chris.
Yeah.
Bye. That's what Gaia loves.
It's because I could tell you a good guy.
Yeah. You got good vibes around you, so I'm willing to share this with you.
Bit ugly, but you don't let it faze you.
You're a really weird looking dude, but you're walking around with a lot of confidence. And I like that about you. Your whole sort of vibe, like I don't give a fuck that my face is really asymmetrical and my clothes don't fit me. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Take a hit of this. 80% paranoia, 10% sensitivity to light, 10% ecstatic peace.
Getting the trip report for my lavender, 50% lavender mids.
It'll make you very sleepy, very horny.
Put on your headphones. You put on Court of the Crimson King. Yes. It's going to land you in hospital, brother. It's going to put you in the pattern. Bro.
You're not going to understand where the instrumentation is coming from. Ah! Oh, my God.
Adrian Ballou's guitar. It's going to fuck you up.
It's if your erection you does not insane. Subside in 8 hours, go to the emergency room.
I'm too tired. I don't want to go to hospital. I'm too sleepy. Standard anti-nausea medications are typically not effective in alleviating symptoms. Hot showers may temporarily relieve symptoms, but the only known permanent fix is stopping cannabis use.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Now, what I like here is the idea of like us. Not, you know, people like us 20 years from now, people's uncles, great uncles, been smoking our whole fucking lives. And all of a sudden we got a bad case of CHS, but we're fine with it. We just know that's the price of the peace that weed brings us. But we're at like family events and we're like, oh God, I got to take another shower. Hang on. You're just like leaving the table to go have a hot shower for 10 minutes. Come back with, oh, my throat is so dry. I feel much better now though. Don't worry about it.
Never been the same since the CHS.
Yeah, CHS really got me real bad. Yeah. Always meant to sue them about it, but I never got around to it. Couldn't figure out who to sue.
Can't sue Gaia.
No, that's true. That's true.
You can't sue Gaia.
Can't sue Gaia. Can't serve her. Can't serve her papers.
I don't think she'd turn up to court.
No.
Yes. Spokane Regional Health District Drug Counselor Amanda Duggar has seen the condition in those she has worked with locally. It's definitely becoming more common. People tell me 5 times in an hour they're vomiting. I hear it more and more, she said.
You're hearing it more and more.
You're hearing it more and more.
For me, this could like definitely go one of two ways, right? This is more sort of temperance equivalent type stuff of
prohibition,
like,
kind of reefer madness.
Yeah, reefer madness type shit. We're like, oh yeah, no, no, it definitely makes you. What's that like? That person who did that tweet about scromiting? You're getting all these people that are going to hospital because they're screaming and vomiting.
Oh, yeah,
you remember that?
No.
Like this is maybe that.
Smoke some weed 20 years later, you're in the hospital doing hot scromits.
This could just be that. You know, we found this thing that like. It's relatively easy to grow. It makes you feel good. It's only psychologically addictive, not physiologically addictive. Mm. You can still drive. It's all good.
You can drive your car.
You're still the best version of you if you're high all the time. Doesn't matter if like your memory's going and your concentration or anything like that.
Yeah. You're not weird when you're on it.
You're not weird.
You're acting fine. Yeah. Nobody else thinks you're weird.
It actually gives you more inspiration to do the stuff you need to do.
You're actually going to be more creative.
Yeah.
Or, so it's either that. They're annoyed that we found the perfect drug. They're mad at us because we have the perfect
invented
thing.
Downside.
And they've got to come up with something fake. Or this is going to be our, like, what? Smoking is bad?
Weed is bad for you?
Weed is bad?
Weed has some sort of negative downside.
This is going to be like finding out kombucha is poisonous.
Yeah.
Turns out it's the biggest predictor of an early death.
I'm just going to throw my SCOBY in the bin then.
Man, I read something today which I was briefly like, holy fuck, that's incredible. Then I realized it was profoundly stupid. I Googled, how do you start a SCOBY? And it was like, oh, it's easy. You just start it from something else that was started with a SCOBY. And I was like, okay, but...
Oh, how do you bootstrap a SCOBY?
How do you bootstrap a SCOBY? Yeah.
There's and then, one original SCOBY and it's all a chain OG from that one?
One person...
living in a SCOBY-less society.
Like the top reply to that was being like, no, it's all from the one original SCOBY. And I was like, holy shit.
That cannot be true.
It's
Is this
definitely
true?
Not. There's no... It's not true at all. It's
no
Omni SCOBYing out there?
That cannot be true.
It's definitely not, but I was fooled by it for one really beautiful moment. I was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you're telling me someone in China? I'm drinking the same SCOBY as Julius Caesar.
I don't think that can be true. But also fake. People are like, well, you know, Qi Shi Huangdi, he loved kombucha. And I was like, wow. Yeah. You're telling me I'm having, when I get a like off-the-shelf kombucha, from the supermarket, I'm drinking from the same SCOBY as Qi Shi Huangdi? Well, it turns out for multiple reasons, no.
No. You're having the one from Genghis Khan, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
There's a few.
Hey, I think this was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Hmm. Thanks for going on a crazy journey with us. We learnt so much this week about the world, about our place in it. They got different kinds of hamburgers at McDonald's in Japan.
Yep.
That's right.
Weed is terribly bad for you and you should stop immediately.
If you have to. Like, you probably don't have to.
You don't have a problem.
No,
you're doing it good. You're actually really good at smoking weed.
You've actually integrated it into your life in a way that no one is annoyed by it. Not your boss. Not your girlfriend. No one thinks you're annoying.
Yeah, your children don't even know what that smell is.
Oh my God. I think I've already told you about my friend having when his kids who are like 12 and 14 figured it out, right? They're just like, oh, you're like high all the time, right? He was like, oh shit.
Ah!
Oh fuck.
No, actually.
Oh, you got me. But you're fine. You're flying
perfectly
under the radar, so don't worry about it at all.
Or you're super open about it and everyone loves that about you.
That's really the best way to swing it.
Yeah.
That's like the perfect kind of guy who can be a bit too high at the party and say the words, I'm actually a bit too high right now. I've never been able to say those words in my whole life.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you're puking. Just don't go to Japan though, because it's super illegal there.
But how good, that's the thing, that's the worst thing, if I can say it, that's the worst thing about Japan.
Can't like, have your weed?
Because it'd be, how good would it be like having an edible and like walking around Shibuya at night?
Oh, and going to an izakaya?
Oh my God,
oh,
izakaya.
Oh my goodness, izakaya.
Half a gummy. And you've learnt Japanese for, I'm a little bit too stoned. And you have the confidence to say it.
Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be heavenly?
It'd be heaven.
God. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.